River Farm Network. It has been a time of incredible change in the energy market. CHS Executive Vice President of Energy Darren Hunoff says demand has grown considerably.
If I look at specifically the refined fuels or gasoline and diesel fuel markets, a year ago, Don, we were talking about coming out of COVID where we didn't have as much demand for the product. We had refineries across the country, a few of them shutting down or converting to renewable diesel, so the available supply was going down. Since we then talked, the demand has come back. So the country's using about the same amount of diesel fuel and gasoline as we were before the pandemic. But yet some of the production across the country, those refineries that shut down during those tough times, have not come back. So it's a classic, the demand has outrun the supply.
The demand for low-carbon fuel is behind the growth for renewable diesel. Hunoff says soybean oil is the primary feedstuff for the renewable diesel, which creates opportunity in farm country. CHS is also closely monitoring the move to electric vehicles.
Quite honestly, a lot of those EVs are being sold in the coasts and the big population markets. The Midwest is a little bit slower to adopt in that regard. The other thing I think people need to remember is the average life of a motor vehicle in the U.S. is about 13 years. And so it's not that EVs are likely to kind of take over in a revolutionary kind of way. We think it'll be a bit of an evolution. But we do think there's opportunities for the Senex brand in that as people do adopt electric vehicles. And where are they going to charge those vehicles? And we think there's a place for that in rural communities under the Senex brand. And that's something we're thinking about and beginning to develop.
Chuck,